from Hopi Point, one of the principal places from which to obtain an extended view of the Grand Canyon is Hopi Point, the northernmost projection of the three pointed promontory about 2 miles northwest of El Tovar. It is reached by the West Rim Drive, which follows the edge of the canyon. The view is very extensive, showing many features down the canyon for a distance of 20 miles and up the canyon to the western edge of the Great Plateau, which extends east as the Painted Desert. Portions of the river are visible at a level 4,600 feet below the point of observation, and one can see various northern tributaries, Trinity Creek from the left just below, and minor streams between that creek and Bright Angel Creek. The opposite rim of the canyon 8 miles north is the southern edge of the Kaibab Plateau, ending in many irregular peaks and promontories and deeply recessed on the east by the long straight canyon of Bright Angel Creek. Shiva Temple, an isolated outlier of the Kaibab Plateau, is a striking feature due north of Hopi Point, as shown in Figure 4. Its broad level top is of Kaibab limestone, which constitutes the surface of the main forested plateaus on either side of the canyon. This limestone everywhere surmounts the conspicuous wall of Coconino sandstone, which is easily recognized as a band of light gray color all along the higher walls of the canyon. Descending from the foot of the great cliff of this sandstone are long irregular slopes interrupted by numerous cliffs or high steps. These are of the red shales and sandstone of the Supai Formation. It is easily recognized by its bright red color and positioned in the middle slopes of the mesas and buttresses. Much of the terraced carving in the canyon is in this formation. These red slopes of Supai rocks terminate at the top of the cliff of the Red Wall Limestone with its sheer drop of 500 feet to long greenish slopes of shales of the Tonto Group. Extending far out from the middle slopes of the huge terraced mass culminating in Shiva Temple are long southward projecting ridges of the Red Wall Limestone capped by the red sandstones and shales of the Supai Formation. On one of these ridges, there remains a small mass of the overlying gray Coconino sandstone. This constitutes Osiris Temple, a prominent pinnacle about 5.5 miles northwest of Hopi Point. A short distance southwest of this temple, the beautiful terraces of red ledges of the Supai Formation culminate in the Tower of Ra, a mass of brilliant red sandstone. A great southerly projection of the ridge on which Osiris Temple rises has two culminating peaks known as Horus Temple and the Tower of Set, made of the red rocks of the Supai Formation. The high ridge southeast of the Shiva Temple mass consists of red wall limestone capped by a thick succession of the red Supai rocks. It is tipped by a small remnant of the Coconino sandstone, constituting the striking feature known as Isis Temple. Not long ago, geologically, this temple, as well as the closely similar Osiris Temple, was capped by Kaibab limestone, as in Buddha, Shiva, and several other of the higher edifices. This has been removed by the elements. Now, having lost the protecting cap of Kaibab limestone, the softer sandstone is being rapidly removed by erosive agencies. Buddha Temple rises in a beautiful pyramidal mass of Kaibab limestone on the next ridge east of Isis Temple, see Figure 3. Manu Temple, with its small cap of Coconino sandstone, is a mile farther back and slightly to the right of Buddha Temple. On a southward prolongation of the same ridge as an Isis Temple, but at a much lower level, is Cheops Pyramid, a remarkably flat-top remnant of the Red Wall Limestone, separated by erosion from the ledges of that limestone to the north and west. Its vertical walls, 500 feet high, descend to the long slopes of the green shales of the Tonto Group. Farther down these slopes are dark red quartzites, red shales, and sandstones of the Unkar Group, which constitute a large part of the lower middle slopes of the area between Trinity and Phantom Creeks. These rocks are remnants of a very old formation lying between the granite and the Tonto beds in various parts of the canyon. The beds of the Unkar Group slope steeply to the north in striking contrast to the nearly horizontal bedding of the overlying formations. This region, the river gorge is cut in granite, which rises in steep dark walls 1,000 feet high to the platform caused by the sandstone at the base of the Tonto Group. The gorge swings close to the foot of Hopi Point, and to the left, the rushing, turbulent waters of the Colorado can be seen. The river here is about 250 feet wide, though from this height it appears a narrow stream. Looking northwestward from Hopi Point, or down the Grand Canyon, one sees on the left the northern edge of the forested Coconino Plateau with its many projecting points, as far west as Havasupai Point. Between these points, numerous deep canyons are recessed, but they are very short as compared with the long valleys on the north side of the canyon, several of which can be seen in their entirety from Hopi Point. The highest distant ridge which limits the view to the northwest is Powell Plateau, which lies beyond the Great Basin, called Shinumo Amphitheater, cut far back into the Kaibab Plateau by Shinumo Creek. Point Sublime is a far south-reaching projection of the Kaibab Plateau on the east side of Shinumo Basin. It is made up of the beds shown in Figure 5. East side of Shinumo Amphitheater, Sagittarius Ridge projects far south into the main canyon. It is recognizable by the diminutive but conspicuous red knob which surmounts its southern extension, Scorpion Ridge. This small knob is a remnant of one of the hard red beds in the upper part of the Supai Formation, a great mass of which constitutes the upper part of the ridge. On the south side of the river lies Diana's Temple. It appears to be a promontory of the southern plateau, but erosion has cut it off by a depression which can be seen on close scrutiny. It still retains its covering of Kaibab limestone surmounting a great cliff of Great Coconino sandstone, and from its foot is a long projecting ridge of red supai beds, extending north to March Butte, a tabular promontory of red wall limestone. A short distance north of this butte, the river in its granite gorge is seen bending to the west, preparatory to its northern sweep around the southern end of Scorpion Ridge. Looking northeastward from Hopi Point, there is a superb view up the canyon of Bright Angel Creek, with its wonderful panorama of temples rising at intervals on the great projecting ridges on either side. This canyon is cut far back into the Kaibab Plateau, projection of which extends in an irregular line of deeply notched cliffs on either side. The relations of the rocks are shown in Figure 3. As in all the other sections, there is at the top the great cap of Kaibab's limestone, presenting the irregular light-colored cliffs so characteristic of that formation. Next below is a band of gray due to the high vertical wall marking the outcrop of the Coconino sandstone, which may easily be traced all along the wall. It descends to the great irregular slopes and steps of the bright red sandstones and shales of the Supai Formation, more than 1,100 feet thick, constituting the large part of the ridges which project so far south in the northern slope of the canyon. It is outlying masses of the upper formation remaining at intervals on these ridges which produce the striking peaks such as the Temple of Buddha, Pinnacled Zoroaster, Angular Brahma, and the less conspicuous Deva and Manu temples. All of these pinnacles retain the cap of Kaibab limestone except the last, which is an outlier of the Coconino sandstone, from which the overlying limestone has been removed by erosion. The long projecting spurs of the red wall limestone, with its characteristic 500-foot cliff, are prominent features in the landscape. Above is the great series of red slopes and step-like terraces of the Supai beds. Below is the long slope of shale extending to the shelf of the sandstone at the base of the Tonto group. These features may be readily recognized throughout the lower middle slopes of the main canyon, and far up the canyon of the Bright Angel and other creeks. In the ridge west of the mouth of Bright Angel Creek, and in the middle portion of Bright Angel Canyon, the Tonto Shelf is interrupted by precipices of the hard quartzites and limestones, with slopes of intervening red shale constituting the Ankar group. In these very remote times when the basal Tonto was laid down, these Ankar rocks were an island around which the earlier Tonto beds were deposited. Later in Tonto time, this island was submerged and finally buried by muds now constituting the shales of the Tonto group. Hopi Point also affords an excellent view due east far up the Grand Canyon, although projections from the south wall and some of the ridges of the north side cut off part of the view. The granite gorge is plainly visible to its eastern end, whereas the granite passes underground, its gorge gives place to a wide, irregular valley with many cliffs and high ridges of the steep dipping beds of the Ankar group. The Tonto platform is conspicuous in places, with long shale slopes above rising to the foot of the high cliff of the red wall limestone. East of Bright Angel Canyon, the Kaibab Plateau projects far to the south, ending in the great precipice of Cape Royal, but presented also by the high flat-topped outlier known as Wotan's Throne. A distinctive cupola of Kaibab limestone renders the huge pile of Vishu Temple a familiar feature from all viewpoints. Far in the distance, the east wall of the canyon is distinctly visible, almost as far north as the mouth of the Little Colorado River. It is the west face of a plateau which extends many miles to the east, and in clear weather there may be seen at still higher levels the long ridges beyond the Painted Desert, on which the Hopi Indians have built their villages.